Welcome back to Dwayne's World. Great to have you with me. We're heading to our Prime Minister Scott Morrison's latest press conference very, very shortly. 1-300-736-736. If you'd like to join me, Sam Edmund, SEN's chief reporter, does join me for Illusion Gas Log Fires before we head back to your calls. Gas Log Fires from Illusion, clearing all current stock right now at Illusion. Illusion Gas Log Fires. Sam Edmund joins me with Caroline Wilson just dropping an article on the Age website saying that only four clubs, West Coast, Richmond, Hawthorn and Collingwood, could potentially survive a football-free season without borrowing from the AFL, and a handful of clubs, including Gold Coast and North Melbourne, would need extra funds within a fortnight to remain solvent. Sam Edmund joins me. Welcome to you, Sam. Interesting story from Caro.
It is, Dwayne. It is indeed. Now, we know the AFL's assuming control of the operations of the clubs, but Caroline's reporting that clubs unable to meet those cash flow demands, and you just named a couple of them then, will now have to borrow funds from the AFL that's been previously deemed extra dividends. So that move's left the financially stricken clubs disappointed, according to Caroline, and demanding to understand now how they will ever close the gap between the rich and the poor and the have and the have-nots, and it's raised even more concern over the future of some AFLW teams and whether they can be financed as well. So she's saying that clubs can loan money from the AFL interest-free under this model until the end of October, Dwayne, but borrowings after that will require interest charges of 3.3%. Now, wealthier clubs, and you mentioned West Coast, Richmond, Hawthorn and Collingwood, as Caroline's reported, if they choose not to sign up to the receivership model, they'll pay a penalty should they require funds at a later date. And there's a number of other changes or potential changes that have been relayed to the clubs as well. Among them, the soft cap could become a hard cap, and there could be a cap even put on administration costs as well, which throws another cloud over however many staff clubs are allowed to employ as well. So there's a bit in that, and a bit happened over the last 24 hours.
And she's also quoted St Kilda chairman Andrew Bassett, well, not necessarily quoted, but at least thrown his name into the thought that St Kilda are also a club that's looking hard into this. Andrew Bassett, whose club is in debt to the tune of $12 million, emphasised those fears in Thursday's telephone hookup, pointing out some clubs would now find it virtually impossible to achieve success, according to Caroline Wilson, with this haves and have-nots model.
Yep, and she mentions Jeff Kennett, the Hawthorn president, as well, because she was reporting the clubs have been told that they will have to cover their players' seven-figure marketing costs for 2020 as well, which shocked a few, and that was strongly questioned, according to Caroline, by Jeff Kennett on behalf of the other clubs as well. So plenty happening, as I say, Dwayne. Gil McLaughlin did the radio rounds this morning. He said no player or football department staff had yet tested positive to COVID-19. He said the league would support state and community football as well. Of course, they are a real concern at the moment. He also told the ABC, as you're about to hear, Dwayne, that club members, there'll be no problem there, just for the record, with them being refunded should they want a refund.
Of course, if they need it, they can. But yes, clearly love them to stay because our industry is in a battle, and our clubs are in a battle to get through.
Just before you go to the Prime Minister, Dwayne, just while we're on the topic of refunds, the Melbourne Cricket Club so far resisting refund requests from among its 100,000-plus membership during the shutdown. They're the biggest sporting club in Australia, we know that, the controlling body of the MCG. It's a $715 annual fee for a Metropolitan member, but the problem that they've got that the clubs don't necessarily have, Dwayne, or an added layer of complexity, is that their membership runs from September to August. So the members have already had access to, last year's footy finals, international cricket, the Big Bash. They're saying, though, they'll do the right thing by the members. They understand the lack of content has prompted questions. I had a chat to the CEO, Stuart Fox, this morning. He said they'll consider all options. He does, and they do feel it's too early for refunds until they know more on the status of the AFL season. They might actually end up getting more games at the MCG, Dwayne. There is some doubt on the T20 World Cup, whether that will go ahead, and the home of football will get more games as well. So the AFL's reassessing on May 31, we know that, but the MCC might also have to factor in games resuming with no fans allowed in, of course. So what that would mean for their membership base and their rights as well remains to be seen.
Love your work, Sam. Thanks for that update. The Carolyn Wilson article is an interesting read on the Age website, and it doesn't paint a pretty picture for a lot of clubs. Sam Ebben, SEN Chief Reporter for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now. You can check them out at illusionfires.com. By the way, the AFL Record Digital Edition is also out right now, available at sen.com.au. That's sen.com.au or the SEN app, and that's thanks to Karsha, the AFL Record Digital Edition. Going to take a quick break. Hopefully, I think we're going to go straight to Scott Morrison at the end of this break. So won't be able to take your calls. Apologies to those people on the line. But a quick break and then our Prime Minister live.